Hi everybody, this is Philip. This episode is a little bit different, so I just wanted to warn you about it, I guess. Here's what happened. Five local improvisers, Trevor Anderson, Marissa Bowie, Gubby Kubik, Alex Colliard, and Phoebe Perry, went to Chicago for an intensive over last summer, and we wanted to hear about it and get their perspective. But we started running out of time because members were leaving. Phoebe had already left, and Marissa was leaving soon, and so we wanted to get it done before too many of them skipped town. And so when we set up a time to do it, Matt couldn't make it, so I had to do it by myself, just like this intro. And just like this intro, it would probably be better if Matt were here. So I did the interview by myself, and it went okay. It doesn't sound the greatest. It doesn't sound as good as if Matt were working the knobs, but you can listen to it. So it's better than the episode I tried to do by myself with Shivin' Me Kittens a few months back, which is completely unlistenable. So, progress. Eventually I will know how to record my voice into a microphone, because clearly it's not going so well right now.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat,
then put on our improvers.
Now it's time for Next Step Bats!
Sharna's gonna listen to this. Okay.
Sharna's definitely gonna listen to this. She's got the time.
I'm sorry.
She gives a shit.
Yeah.
She came up They're to really me bad. After the show, and she like put her hand on my shoulder and looks up at me, and she's like short, and she just goes, "Are you okay?" And it's like, what? Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it was. Maybe I just looked like I was probably tired.
Or did she say you look subdued?
That's what she said, yeah. She said, "Are you okay? You look, yeah."
Like less than a dude?
Subdued.
Yeah. Subdued.
Subdued. I saw you. You were pro dude.
You used to be before. So pro dude.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, dude?
Yeah.
Have we started? Is this how it goes without Matt around?
It might. I don't know. I'm going to ask Trevor to move in a little bit.
All right. We're still just figuring it out.
No, and then we're going to go. Welcome to Next Step Bad, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So this is an unusual episode of Next Step Bad because Matt's not here, which means it's going to be bonkers.
Yep.
It's going to be off the rails.
We're also not technically a group.
No, you're not.
That actually is false.
You're a gang.
I mean,
oh,
like, kind
fuck
of.
Yeah.
We're just a gang. We're not here under the pretenses of we are a group, right? We're
no,
under
we
the pretenses of that we're Chicago.
We're in the Minnesota house.
Yeah. You guys, we didn't discuss this.
The what? Minnesota house.
Minnesota
no,
house.
We're the Minnesota
we're
house.
Summer of Dunk.
Yeah, we're also, but we're half a Summer of Dunk. Yeah.
We're the Minnesota part
That's
of
fine.
Summer of Dunk. Okay, I didn't, okay, I'm sorry. We're Summer of Dunk.
Were we surfs?
I thought
surf
we were
street?
Milks.
Or were Milks?
I don't know. I liked our own spouses better.
Oh, did you? Did you?
We know. Deep.
There was also a little period of time where we were going to be Little Huge for a second.
Oh, that's cute.
Or a little slice of huge or something like that.
I just want to do Little Huge. That's too long. I don't like names that are really long.
Isn't there...
Summer of Dunk is pushing it, but I like it a lot. So
didn't
it's okay.
they used
Summer.
To be Little
it's
Huge?
It's only four syllables
Summer
and three
of
words.
Summer of Dunk. Little Huge. Yeah, see, I'm thinking four is
I thought
the
it was
cap.
Two syllable, lil, huge, lil,
oh.
can be one syllable.
Nope.
No?
See, if Matt were here, we would know who you are by now.
No!
Nah.
But Philip is running this. That's me. I'm Philip Simondet. What are your names?
Trevor Anderson.
I'm Marissa Bowie.
Gubby Kubik.
I'm Alex Colliard.
So, you guys all went to Chicago.
Yes.
For an intensive, what was the deal? Someone tell me about Chicago.
We went to Chicago for an IO summer intensive. That IO is Improv Olympic. It's a theater in Chicago mm-hmm. where people have gone to. And it's like run by Charna Halpern. I say Charna. I like to pronounce the hard CH. But basically, it's like their first four levels in 4 weeks, and then like their like last three levels in 1 week at the end. I think that's kind of how they were describing
yeah,
it. Yeah,
that's
it was like
how they
a weird,
were saying
like,
it.
4B, 5A, 5B. Mm-hmm. And so they just compressed it all down into 5 weeks.
When it would normally take a couple years, or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing 10 weeks a pop, right?
like a duration of a class year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something similar, if not like just a little more, a little less.
But yes. They have the 4A, 4B, 5A, 5B.
You know what? I think it's 8 weeks, but 3 hours a day instead of 2 hours.
Here. Yeah,
I think that's how they do it. Anyway, doesn't matter. That's what we did, and so it was 6 hours a day, 4 days a week, for 5 weeks.
With five different
Monday
teachers.
Monday through Thursdays. And then, a different instructor each time.
With also a 1 hour lunch every day.
And we stayed in the same group of 16 people.
Yeah.
Also different theaters.
Yes.
Yeah, and awesome. Different theaters, which is really nice.
Other spaces.
But each week would usually, with a different teacher, we would focus on a different subject. Starting with, I think the first one was kind of like it was basically like an introduction, but we kind of touched on everything throughout all the weeks.
Our first teacher was Caesar.
Jamie.
Sure. I always want to say Jaime.
I think it's
want
to say Jaime.
No, it is Jaime.
He said
Jaime.
Jamie.
No, he Americanized.
Yeah, but
it.
He was wrong. So
yeah,
he about his know. Own name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was wrong about his own name.
That's his stage moniker.
I'm gonna agree to disagree.
If his name is Cesar, then his last name is Jaime. All
right.
Okay.
And how did he introduce himself?
Cesar? Jamie, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, no, it's a joke. He's a comedian.
Okay, so his focus was kind of on, one, kind of giving us the basics of improv, but there was also, like, I got a sense there wasn't really time for that, so it was like, all right, we're going to get you guys close to each other with he had us do personal monologues a lot. We had a whole day of just doing monologues, basically.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's better than me asking a question, so do that.
He cried.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
That was awesome.
A couple people got real personal. I think I got teary in one of them.
You did.
And,
I cried.
Adrian got real, one of our lady girl group E's. Persons in the group.
Members,
that's what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I thought that would be
teammate.
Too misogynistic to say members.
Teammate.
Mm-hmm. I like teammate. Okay.
Yes, teammate.
she...
Friend.
Sorry. Fellow improviser.
Patriots. Uh-oh. I like that one a lot.
Cohort.
Okay, all these are great. So she got teary-eyed too, and then I think it kind of inspired... Oh, you know what it was? It was John's monologue. John had something about his mom and drugs and how it was, like, super bad.
Yeah.
And then Caesar was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 mom, drugs.
Yeah.
Get bad guys hanging around and then tears. And we were like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was cool. Trevor, you were like, what the hell?
I didn't like it at first. I don't like seeing people cry. I don't like it. It really makes me uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
when
I
see people crying in the workplace or something, I'm like, get it together. Like, please do not let me see this.
I think I totally agree, because it's like, oh shit, are we going to have to deal with this? But like, for improv, like, that was the whole, not the point of it to make everyone cry, but like, you know, being vulnerable.
Yeah,
stuff,
totally,
you know?
Totally.
So,
yeah.
And don't forget, this was intensive.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just nail a bond. You had to
you can't nail it
bond.
In.
This was, like, also day two or three.
That was exactly.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. We did not know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting there.
Getting real.
And then we had to say goodbye to him the next day.
Yeah.
But we saw him throughout the duration at the shows, which
he got
cool.
me into TJ and Dave for free.
Oh.
Don't tell anyone.
He just told everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone listens to this.
Everyone?
TJ's going to be pissed.
Hi, Caesar.
Yeah.
Cesar.
So it was the next level.
So the next level, level two. Love this one. This was, like, super different from anything we've learned in Minnesota, at least for me.
Yeah, they don't do that here.
I haven't learned any of this stuff. So it was group work, and specifically, like, non-scenic group work in regards to openings to heralds and just getting the group on the same page kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely stuff that we could not show you here, unless we did, like, a...
Yeah, we could.
No, I mean, like, on this podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant in this state of Minnesota.
Nope.
I was
it's like, banned.
It is, yeah, well, there are laws against it, but we could do it. We just, you know, gotta be careful about it.
It's trademark.
We could do it.
Chicago only.
Okay. Oh, that, well, we didn't do that really. In
that was in,
week.
That was Caesar's
was
class
week,
that we did that.
Yeah, we did that week one.
Anyway, so it was a bunch of stuff like that. It was a bunch, there was one, do you want to explain Caligula? I'm talking too much.
Well, I also wanted to say that was the first time we were not in I.O. Well, I guess it was the second week. We were at Playground Theater. Right? That was, no. Public house. Right. Yeah. And it was like this dark space. It was really cool. I really liked it. It was really warm, but anyway.
Super hot that week. We were all like super sweaty because that was like farther away from our little house thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kevin, our teacher, would show up and he'd be all sweaty. Mm-hmm. And we'd be all sweaty. But anyway, Caligula was this one thing we all did where you go up. We started with doing it with a group of eight, right? And you don't speak. And the rule is, like, you always have to be touching somebody, and, like, the group as a whole has to be touching, like, as one unit, so you can't have, like, two groups or anything like that. So, and then you just get a suggestion and play that out.
Like electricity, for example.
Yeah, and then just...
It's really abstract, mm-hmm. the whole thing, and it's like you could probably pick out different themes, I guess. Whether it's just like we're all banging on the floor or something, or like a free flowing like ocean type landscape that we created or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some really cool things came out of it. And the main thing I got out of it, or one of the big things I got out of it, was if someone makes a mistake, you support it and it stops looking like a mistake. So it was mm-hmm. like if someone like isn't paying attention to everyone and like their one arm isn't moving and everyone else's, if you see that, make sure you start doing what they're doing. Follow like you just it. Like it's like keeping an eye out for everyone and doing exactly and supporting constantly. Like you have no ideas, you're just supporting people constantly,
right? Yeah.
And they would just, it was weird how it would form because it would seem like it would just keep perpetuating itself and you'd do the same thing, but like things would just happen.
Yeah. Kevin was really strict. He ran that like Auschwitz. Like if you were just like,
we'll say he ran like a boot camp.
No way. He was like, no. If someone had gum or something, he yelled at them for gum. If someone spilled something, someone spilled my coffee. Adrian spilled. Adrian spilled something like 8 times a week.
Yeah, but Kevin was the only one who got mad about it.
He was.
Somebody keeps fucking spilling that shit over there. Go pick it up.
Like, he was like, what's the
paper towels? Up? Why isn't someone getting paper towels? Or he he's like, this is not going fast enough. This is wasting my time.
Right, like Auschwitz.
Like boot camp in Spice World.
But like somebody wasn't like listening in a scene, and he totally called them out on it.
And it was just the thing where we were trying. The thing that we are talking about right now is the work that we were doing was pair up with someone, lock arms. You are one person. You know, left arm is you. Your partner is the right arm, and you talk with one voice. You can't look at each other, and. These two guys in the scene like kept laughing about it because it's, you know, it's kind of funny and kind of hard to do, and you're messing up and you're saying weird shit because you're trying to get on the same page and then you just go off on a weird page. And so it was hard, and it was the first time they were the guinea pigs for that exercise. It was the first time anyone went up, and they just kept laughing, and he was like, stop laughing, don't make fun of this, this is serious, do this. And then they kept laughing, and he was like, no, the fuck are you doing? Like, why is this funny to you? I don't want to play with you if you're going to be... If you think that your ideas are so... Like, I think it was that
like,
kind of thing.
It was like Joe Pesci. It was seriously like, what's funny?
Yeah.
Am I a clown? Do I amuse you?
Is the exercise a clown? Funny? Yeah. How is it funny? How is the exercise funny? Yeah. That's how it was going.
I personally think week 3 was my favorite week.
Yeah.
Because it was two-person teamwork, right? That's what it was.
Basically.
And we just did a bunch of awesome exercises that were super helpful. And the last, well, I guess we can talk about the middle, but the last thing, or at near the end of the week, we did two-person 10-minute scenes, mm-hmm. which was super different because you don't usually do that.
I had never done anything like that, and I felt so comfortable in that scene, knowing that it's never going to end and mm-hmm. that you can have a moment of silence to just figure out where you are and just, you know, kind of more naturally. Like, there seems to be pressure in, like, a montage or something like that. Information.
Yeah.
But when you have 10 minutes, you have 10 minutes to just figure something out, it's like, okay, I can breathe like a normal human and not say something like a normal human.
Yeah.
And just, you know, be in the moment. And that was really fun. I love that kind of stuff when it's like just one scene.
Another thing I liked about
Improv, it's great.
Week 2 or week 3
Yeah.
Was the exercise we did where we like looked in each other's eyes and you just like start believing like whatever
God,
you
I
see.
Hated that.
Really, you did?
Yeah. That was really hard for me. I was like, Trevor, I did it with you.
What is this?
It's yeah. whatever, like whatever you see in that person's eyes is correct, and so like, then you just like start forming this relationship without speaking, and like for a minute, and you start just like your body starts to change, I guess. And then until you're forced to speak, and then you'd, like, just do a little mini scene.
Literally, it was, okay, find a partner, stare at them, and we're going to stare at each other for 3 minutes. And you just stare, and you see the emotion on their face, and mm-hmm. you read it, and you're like, okay, that informs who I am doing, right? And they see that, and it goes back and forth, whatever. And then you pretend to know what the scene is when you start. Mm-hmm. And it never was right for me. When I would jump into it and they would say something, I was like, okay, we're not on the same page, whatever. I'm not very good
at
improv.
I could gaze into your eyes for hours. Cool. Alex.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Alex's eyes lie. Now, if they were staring at his hips,
they would.
Oh, his hips,
wait,
don't lie.
No.
His hips don't lie.
If my yeah. eyes stared at my hips, then I would know what was going on.
Are you calling him fat?
That would work.
Are you calling him fat?
Hey, now.
Are you saying my hips have eyes?
I'm saying that I could stare at your
that
hips
was such
all
a
day.
Scary movie.
That my hips have
the
eyes.
My hips have eyes. So week three was staring at each other.
Yep.
With Charlie McCracken from
we
The
got
Reckoning.
Some personal critiques.
That's his real last name.
It was cool.
Yeah, McCracken.
Is it Kevin Scaretta?
Yeah,
I think so.
That was the level two.
Scaretta.
Yeah. I just didn't say it. I don't know how
to
pronounce
it. Something like that.
Anyway, Charlie McCracken, most pronounceable name we had.
So where are we? Week four.
Yeah, I guess we're at week four now. This is all sort of to inform the Herald, which is what week four is about, doing a Herald. And
some cool stuff.
Side note, I really don't like the Herald. At least I didn't
the
like watching
Herald?
Any of the Heralds at IO. And I think it's because it was made up of groups that auditioned and were just randomly put together and not people who were like, hey, you guys, you want to do a Herald? Yeah, let's do a Herald, you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. It was like, let's get on the stage at IO to myself in the mirror, and then they went and auditioned, and then they met a bunch of people they don't know, and
they assembled a crack team. Yeah.
Well, let's take a Herald break, because from what I understand is in Chicago there's like Herald nights, and they do just form teams. Do you know anything about this?
Because
this is very different from Minnesota.
Every night
well,
is
they,
Herald
yeah
night.
They have Heralds yeah. just like they say like, oh, it's Herald night, and they it's just like three Heralds in a row of different groups from like IO groups,
but almost every okay, so they have actual shows, and this I don't know that they would never describe it like this, but they have actual shows, and these are the shows that people go to see, and all of them open with a Herald. They have a Herald team open for them, and then they okay. do a show that's interesting and fun. Like we really liked Family Treehouse Boating Accident.
Yeah,
that was great. The Scene was a good show, and that was they basically just tell people in the scene what they want to do.
I think it's
which was very fun.
The hard part is they would say it's Herald night and like have three in a row, and then and you wouldn't necessarily know. I guess there were some really interesting Heralds, but they were you never know which ones it was going to be.
Yeah, there were also like terrible
lot,
ones.
Yeah, there were
but
ones
there
were
good
were really
ones too.
Yeah, there were good ones.
So it was week four. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, let's go back. That was all about Heralds.
Yeah, that was
before
just
was doing
we played
Heralds.
Close quarters once, which was fun. Or more than once,
kind
I guess.
Of at the end.
Kind yeah. of.
Well, okay, so our week four teacher was Bill Arnett, and his main things... Well, one thing is he started the class off by being like, all right, you can just say fuck it to all the rules and do whatever you want, just as long as it's natural and it's not like a crutch that you're leaning on. You're not asking questions because you don't want to give information. It's because someone gave you some information that either doesn't make sense or you want to know more about. And so
the
like,
reason you would ask questions.
Exactly, in real life. And so it was like one of those things that it was really freeing. And it was also like you can call your scene partner weird or crazy if they're being weird or crazy.
And he made very... distinctly at the beginning of the week, he's like, this is my style. This isn't the way you're always going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is my style. It's the, like, you can call someone weird. You can call... Yep. Just very real.
But yeah. So he
Which
definitely
interesting.
Had... Well, he definitely had exercises where it would kind of prove that, like, his style. Things where it was like, yeah, go ahead and interrupt people. I'm going to do this. You come out and initiate. And... the other person interrupt them before they get done saying what they're going to say. and just say whatever you wanted to say.
Or, like, don't listen to what they just said. Yeah. And then start talking.
Completely what they said.
And start talking.
And say something else. Like, it was
his style sounds awful.
No, it's fun. Funny. It was so fun. It was because actually we had been really good stuff. Go ahead.
We had been, like, drilled into our heads, like, listen, like, the importance of just, like, taking care of the other person and all this stuff. And then he's just like, no, fucking interrupt them and, like, don't talk to them. And
I don't know. There's a way to take care of your scene partner mm-hmm. by doing those things.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, do this shit in every scene. It was just like, here's some, you know, things that you probably thought you couldn't do.
Like a fresh idea.
All just right. a fresh. And also, one thing that he was really good at was group scenes and just, like, focusing points of view. Like, if you're going to have five people in a scene, you know, just pair up with someone else and choose their point of view, and then maybe you can change later on to a different one or whatever. But, like, if you start a scene with five different points of view, it's like, what the right. fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So, and he was really good at focusing that. Like, we had, like, a 12-person scene or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, this makes sense. I mean, it was really stupid. It was about, like, crabs or something. Like, actual...
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Crabs
was
versus cute. Guppies or tuna fish.
Gubbies?
Guppies. Guppies. Oh.
Gubbies?
It was 14 versus Gubby.
Yeah. Everyone versus Gubby.
Gubby would still win.
Yeah, oh, Gubby yeah. would still win.
Thank you, Trevor.
So that was week four.
And last week we had a magician for a teacher.
Hypnotist.
Hypnotist.
Whatever. Same thing.
Whatever. I bet he knew some cool men.
Yeah. He probably did, yeah. Rance Rizzuto.
He clearly went to Hogwarts.
He did visualization stuff with us, like, before our show, because our show is on Wednesday, where we, like, did our showcase. And he, like, we visualized, like when we were the most confident we had ever been. We just, like, thought about that over and over again, and then we would, like, touch our right thigh or something. Or, like, what we ended up doing was touching our right thumb and middle finger together, and then that would, like...
Trigger
those feelings. So, and then we, like, listen to that song. Yeah. I don't know. I love that song now.
Me too.
Iconopop. Yeah. I love it. And then, so then that was our opening song, and then we were all, like, touching our fingers together.
My favorite part of that is when he just goes, okay, and we all have our eyes closed, and he's just like, and we're thinking back to that most confident period. Maybe you're 9 years old. Maybe you just graduated from high school. And now I'm going to start the music, and you're going to keep becoming more and more entrenched in that memory, okay? And I'm, like, ready for some, like, I was Enya. Thinking some Enya, like, track yeah. or something like that, yeah. and it was just like... and I was just like...
yeah, I love how the song, yeah. the bass in that, it just goes...
Sounds like a battlefield.
I started laughing right away. I was like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so, like, that transference kind of stuff, like, we should do it with you, Philip. Mm. We're all magicians now.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Because we, like, that last week, we just kind of worked on creating our own forms and found out about some really cool forms.
Oh, my gosh, super cool forms. Like JTS Brown.
That was the sickest improv thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I watched The Hustler. Saw the movie with where Paul Newman is drinking JTS Brown like throughout the whole thing, and he is drinking it throughout the whole thing. It's all he drinks in the whole movie.
Hmm.
He just sips all it out of the bottle.
That was a good movie.
JTS Brown, yeah, it's really good.
Did you eat a peanut butter and mustard sandwich?
I had
while
one this
watching?
Morning.
I had
so
one.
So did I.
I had one. Yeah.
Even though Rance yelled at me because he thought I ate it wrong.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But I just folded it in half.
You just wanted to show that
it tasted Asian to me.
That salty...
Like peanut noodles
seed.
Or something.
Yeah, it was like a pad thai sandwich. Yellow mustard and peanut butter sandwich.
You have to back up. Right. Back up, though.
Yeah. So tell me about this Rance...
Well, it's basically saying, do you like peanut butter sandwiches?
I do.
Do you like mustard sandwiches?
Well,
I like mustard on a sandwich.
Do you like mustard
sure.
on a sandwich? Well, then you'd probably like peanut butter and mustard sandwich.
And most people were like, ew, no, that's gross. And he's like... Try it, motherfuckers.
So the lesson was... Could
I don't
we say
understand
the,
what we, what's
the
take
lesson
away
about
that
was like, if... Well, we kind of talked about that before we started smashing forms together.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like,
oh.
If you can do one part of one form and it's cool, and another form and it's cool, you can probably, like, kind of sandwich them together and it's probably going to be pretty cool.
Or not. It's like, it was like a, why not just try it?
Right.
No, don't be deterred by the fact that it sounds like it doesn't work.
Right.
Together. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So the sandwich was crucial to the philosophy.
Absolutely. Awesome. And we all ate it today except for Gubby.
Yeah, I don't like yellow mustard.
Well, you could start with spicy brown. How about honey mustard?
I don't really
I have
like
a few different
Dijon?
Mustards downstairs.
I'll try it, guys.
I have the ingredients downstairs.
How about you don't like
any
mustard?
It? Can we just drop it?
Mustard powder.
Can we just not talk about this anymore?
So, thoughts overall on the intensive?
We had some parties. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our house was, it was just a dream.
Yeah.
It was
sick. We had, yeah, we have to, like, that was, like, the class experience. But we had weekends and evenings going to shows. That was awesome.
What was your living situation?
Well, Bowie found us an amazing place online on Airbnb where we could rent it for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, the perfect dates that we
wanted. Airbnb.com.
Well, no, what I was thinking is, like, can you just, like, read the email that was telling you, Randy? Yeah. And then we won't explain anything. Can we not explain anything? People can just put the pieces together of what they're talking about.
I really want to hear this.
All right.
This is, okay, so we stayed at these people's house. Sunny and Randy are the owners of this house.
Don't say where it is, though. For their safety and privacy.
Yes. Yeah. This is the email they sent us afterwards, because we were really worried that they would not be happy with our...
They said, "We're back!" Exclamation point. "Hello, renters. Hope your trip was a grand success, and you will soon be on Conan O'Brien." Smiley face.
O'Brien.
O'Brien. That was my own personal flaw. Sorry. "Regarding your notes, ETC, thank you for letting us know about the accidents that happened. None of them are serious. So, we appreciated you letting us know. A couple of things. The bike, or number one, the bike, colon. No worries. I put that brake cable on myself, and I don't think it was that good of a job, but I can have it fixed or try to fix it myself. Two, the sheets / bleach. Well, I'm not sure what sheets got bleached, because we haven't really seen any problems here. As to the towel that got bleached, I think it looks kind of pretty. Three, your gift from Pastora. Why, thank you so much. That is a really thoughtful gesture.
I owe you guys for that.
And it happens to be one of our favorite stores that we don't shop at anymore because it was costing so much. Four, the drawer in the freezer. Again, no worries. We'll super glue it. And it has nothing to do with the workings of the drawer, so it's fine. Five, there is a letter here for Dr. Trevor Anderson, Esquire, from J. Plestel. Do you have a forwarding address?
What?
Six, there is a black jacket / windbreaker size M that is here. Please let us know whose it is, and we'll send it back to you. Hope you enjoyed our house and had a wonderful summer. You'll get a good review from us on Airbnb. Sincerely, Sunny Ray."
She sent that letter like a month ago.
I think it's important to mention that Phoebe Claire Perry was also living with us.
Yes. And Alex was not living with us,
and
by the way.
I was not living there.
Wait, are you going to say that Phoebe broke all of those things on that list?
No.
Is that where you're going with this?
Kind of.
We missed
a lot of
Phoebe.
Those were her fault.
No. They weren't fault. They were just happening. I can say that now that it's fine.
I think my favorite Phoebe moment... I think my favorite Phoebe moment is when she brought the bike in from outside, and I was like, "Why don't you just leave that outside?" And she goes, "It's too hot outside." So serious.
Oh,
so
Phoebe,
serious.
I love you so much. I love you so much, Phoebe.
I think I just have one final question for all of you. What I'm really most interested in is how you think Minneapolis and Chicago improv scenes are different from what you can tell. I mean, obviously you have a limited... experience in Chicago, but you know, your impressions on how the two scenes are different.
More narrative stuff here, which is cool.
More characters here.
There's also just a shitload more theaters there. Like, there's so many theaters, and there's always a show. And if you're an improviser, you can like play every night.
Right, we got opportunities to play throughout the month randomly.
I want to say the more narrative stuff here is a product of Huge being really the only long form improv theater. Mm-hmm. And they need stuff that's marketable to the public. And if you have a narrative structure that people understand before even seeing the show, it's easier to get people to come in and latch onto that idea.
Definitely.
I'm not sure if that's the process of putting them up, but those are the shows that are the most successful as far as people attending, so they do keep being put up. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, you know, regular old groups, Splendid Things being an example of that working, and other things like that. But they there... have Chris Farley went here, and Tina Fey, and all these other famous people. So people go to the theater just because of the name recognition and stuff like that.
And people want to get on stage, like stage time famous. I don't want to use the word famous, but like they want to do it. And like they could do it.
Yep.
The difference I noticed was the theaters there operate, the improv theaters there operate very much like how a stand-up club would operate here, in that it's like a full-service bar. It's not just beer and wine. It's just like heavy drinks, so the audience can get blitzed, you know? And
they're pushing it.
Yeah, and like at a stand-up club, it's just like, you know, they'll be making fun of people in the audience and sort of like going, pandering to like maybe like a lower laugh of just like, you know, you'll hear saying stuff like retard and like fag and stuff is not so much taboo, and like rape and that kind of thing is like, it's not hands off. Like you can do that there and like get a laugh.
The other thing is they're in the middle of Wrigleyville too.
Yeah.
Like right outside of Wrigley Field. So they don't even need the full bar. People are already coming in there like after the games.
Yeah.
Drunk and blitz. And it's surrounded by bars, but they already have that. So it's just like, yeah, alcohol is a huge factor in their play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the improv here a lot.
Yeah.
There's something more playful about it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the community. Like, it's a lot tighter. A lot of people know each other. And I feel like there's a lot of people who don't know each other up on those stages.
And yeah. It's not as competitive here. Because, like, there people move to Chicago to try to get recognized, where people here are like, I'm doing this because I really enjoy it, I like the people, you know, and I want to be good at it.
And
like,
they're also talented.
Be good. Yeah, but
so it's
like,
just a different feel.
Yeah, it's not as individualized here, maybe.
Yeah, it's about like, I want the group to be awesome.
Yeah.
I guess any last things you guys want to say about Chicago?
Yeah, I just want to say first. The shows that we really liked going to, because we also, like, we did the intensive, but we also went and saw a lot of improv. Like, we saw a great show at Upstairs Gallery.
Oh, yeah, Upstairs Gallery.
Which is, like, it's new, free, it's really small
and
cool.
In Andersonville. Started, like, a lot of the improv people from IO were just having free shows there at night, and some of the shows I actually enjoyed the most were there, which one was called Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And it was basically, like, a road trip, and then they, like, did a scene in a red... It was just...
I didn't see that show, but just hearing how they started, it was like, can we get a suggestion of Red Lobster? Someone would go... Red Lobster? All right, Red Lobster, thank you. And then the
but, like, not in a dick way.
No, yeah.
It was just awesome.
It was just really cute. And then we saw Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. That is not improv, but that is a super great show.
It has an improv feel. Like,
yeah.
They have an hour. It's, like, maybe 5 or 6 people, and they've written 30 1-2 minute plays. And within that hour, they're going to do those plays, but the audience picks what order it's in. So it is kind of improvised in that... in a different order every time, and they add new plays every week, and it's very, the plays are about real life,
like they're always playing themselves.
Yeah,
it's chaotic and fun.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded really sarcastic.
Yeah, sorry.
And we saw TJ and Dave, all of us, sorry. TJ and Dave were not, I saw them twice, and one time I was very, I don't know, I was sort of like the second time I thought was amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Just remembering that there are two men doing improv.
Right.
And so just we were disappointed with some of like their female characters that weren't very much characters.
They were just
the caricatures.
Very boring one-sided female characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ladies, there were a few. Well, there's one that was all ladies group, so no one was getting stepped on. But a lot of the times
Superhuman.
I felt like ladies were getting stepped on.
A lot of ladies just played women.
Ladies.
Like, female characters.
Like, they would try... I mean, either they wouldn't try to be male characters, or they'd try to be male characters and were made into female characters. Which was hard to watch.
Because they'd be good improvisers.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, why... Like, they were either limiting themselves or just kind of limited. Yeah. Which isn't as exciting, because it's more fun when everyone can play everyone, in my opinion.
Yeah. Or truth.
I thought the intensive was fun and worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
You should all do it.
If you can take your
kids at home.
Yeah, if you have the money.
Awesome. Now, this is the time of the show where we hand it over to Philip for Philip's Corner.
Philip's Corner!
And Philip is tired because he's been interviewing this entire time. So I'm just going to ask one Philip's Corner question that you're all going to answer. One word at a time.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So, gang. I've decided you're a gang. You are a very particular gang that will only mug a certain type of person. Tell me about that type of person that you like to mug.
Rich.
Beautiful.
People.
With.
All.
Money.
Saved.
In.
there.
Pockets only.
See, that's exactly what I heard about this gang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just jealous assholes.
Right. Yep. Well, and that's never
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. That's the name of
Robin
the
Hoods.
The the Robin Hoods.
Yeah. But it's spelled H-U with an umlaut D-Z.
And it's like Robin Rich Hoods.
Robin. Like
Robin Hoods.
Robin Hoods. Yeah.
Well, I heard that you had an adorable meeting story for how you formed a group. Would you share that with us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
After.
Eating.
Dinner.
We.
Looked.
After.
A.
Small.
Child.
That.
Was.
Very.
Disturbed.
Then.
We.
Played.
Chess.
Against
this
child
and
beat
him.
Wait, was the child rich? Is that why you beat him up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And that's how we figured out what we wanted to do with the rest of life. We were like, wait a second, you guys.
Deep pockets.
Look at all the money on this child.
This kid, this was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and through learning through beating up children and taking their money,
it's only rich children though.
Well, come on, yeah. Obviously, they're rich and beautiful. Then we built up to like we can do like young adults, we can do actual adults.
Yeah,
and,
child is a socialist construct. Anyways,
we haven't moved on to old people yet. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like it's like ages. What does that mean?
When we say child, he was like 14. Like he
child, quote unquote.
Yeah.
End quote.
He beat us in chess, if it's any consolation.
But you beat him up.
And then we beat him up.
Like, yeah, not bad. He woke up in the ER and did not remember.
All right, well, thank you so much. You guys want to do a bat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Next at
bat! I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit sick.
Well, it's okay. I'm glad you came in today.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to miss a day. I mean, I had perfect attendance in high school. So I thought, never going to miss a day of work.
Yeah.
Always going to come in.
It really carries over, and I appreciate that in my employees. Yeah. But I meaning to talk to you about that.
Uh-huh.
We need to cut your hours just a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's a Kleenex. Here you go.
Yeah,
we just got to cut that down a little bit.
I'm not okay with that because when I set up my work schedule,
mm-hmm.
I made sure that it was the exact number of hours that are in a school day. If I'm here at work less than I was at school, then it doesn't mean as much to have perfect attendance.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's cute that you do that, carry that attendance over, and you know, Griff, we really appreciate the work you put in here. We just cannot pay you that many hours. You're welcome to come in, but we will not pay you. We're just going to cut them in about half.
You're just going to pay me half a minimum wage now?
Well, no. I'm just going to give you less hours. You'll get paid the same amount per hour.
You're going to pay me for every other hour.
No, Griff. Ugh. Griff, no, it's not that. It's we're just going to pay you the same amount an hour.
Uh-huh. Right.
But just less hours.
But I'm going to be here the same amount of hours.
No, don't butt me.
That's what I'm saying.
I am your boss.
Hi, Lacey. Thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate everything you've been doing.
Yeah.
Talking to all our, you know,
great
underlings. It's been really great. And thanks for cutting down everyone's hours.
Yeah, it was a really good experience for me.
Oh, good.
I love doing that. It makes me feel good to work for this company and put that time in.
You're so passionate. It's so great.
Sue, I really appreciate you know, when we can meet like this and talk about the progress and everything that's going on, it's...
Right, so progress. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
The company is moving forward. And
that is great.
We need to put our funds somewhere else. So I'm going to cut your hours in about half. For the company. It's all for the company.
That is my job.
I know.
Sue, that is my job.
I am your boss.
This is some sort of joke.
Lacey.
This, Sue.
Lacey, sit back down.
Sue.
Lacey.
This... No, Sue.
This is a hostile environment. Okay.
Sue, this is my job. You don't tell me to cut my hours in half. I tell other people to cut. You know what? You cut your hours in half.
Lacey, am I going to need to call security?
You tell me.
Lacey, sit back down.
You tell me.
Lacey, put it down. Put that down. Put the paperweight down.
This is bullshit, Sue. We've worked together for 3 months!
And as she brought the paperweight onto her boss's head, she looked into her eyes and realized the mistake that she had made for the rest of her life.
Oh, she's dead! You gotta get out of here! You gotta go! They're gonna be looking for you!
Okay, okay.
Hey, Griff! Get into my office, Griff. Yo, I'm glad you decided to join the force.
Yeah, I'm a team player.
Yep, why don't you hit the beat and go arrest some criminals?
Okay, okay.
Just go on out there. You don't have a partner. Well,
I did
do you
not,
want a partner? Does anyone want to be Griff's partner? All right, you got a dog as your partner. Hey, dog, can you talk?
I didn't. Okay.
Any English?
It's okay.
I think, let me just scratch you under your chin. Maybe you can speak a little English.
Oh, that feels good.
Ah, perfect. All right, you got an English-speaking dog.
Okay, the trick is scratching under her chin. Got it. Got it. I was not issued a gun yet.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Just go hit that beat.
Okay, come on, pup. I like driving with the sirens on all the time because you get everywhere faster. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Let me scratch under your chin.
Oh, I do like when you drive fast. Hey, could you maybe roll the window down so I can put my head out?
Oh, that's kind of cliche, but sure.
Officer, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here.
We got here very quickly. Did you know that I can drive as fast as I want and no one can say anything?
Always suspected that.
Yeah, it's true. We do whatever we want. Who's going to arrest us? What do you need, sir?
As I've said in the phone call...
See, you weren't talking to me, so I don't know. See, when you call a dispatching center and you talk to the person working there...
I think I was talking to a dog.
Could have been a dog. We have a lot of dogs that work there. Was it speaking English, or was it just barking?
It was just barking.
Yeah, yeah. See, we need to get some chin scratchers in that phone room. So basically what I'm saying is the dog didn't tell me anything about what you need, so you need to start from the beginning and tell me what is happening.
Okay. All right. I woke up, and my ex-boyfriend was in my apartment. I woke up, and he was in there, and he had...
Does he still live here?
No.
No.
He hasn't lived here in a while.
That's so it was unusual that he was in your apartment this morning.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up, and he
was
gone. Because
you were still tired. And then he was gone.
Yeah.
Did he take anything?
Maybe.
Did you look? Did you check things around your house? Do you have a checklist of all the things that you own?
No.
Oh, you should make a checklist. Every morning when I wake up, I get my checklist of things that I own, and I walk around my apartment, and I check off that I have everything, just in case a robber came in the middle of the night. Because who am I going to call? The police?
And as he listened to this officer speak, he realized the horrible mistake he had made for the rest of his life.
I start in the bathroom. I check. Mirror still on the wall. Then I go, I open it up.
We cut to 5 hours later.
And then, by then, I'm near the door, and so I'm like, shoes, check. Keys, check. Badge, because I'm a police officer. That's
Son,
something that you wouldn't have.
Today, I'm teaching you how to shave.
Cool.
This is a day that a father and his son bond together and become a true father and son partnership.
Can we name ourselves?
Son, we already have names. Carl, we can call you Carl.
Carl and Dad are... Or Carl and Scott? Can I call you Scott now?
Oh, son, you're getting a little old for these games.
Sorry, Dad. Why don't you teach me how to shave? What's this shaving crew? Ah!
Carl! Oh, God! Oh, wipe your hands on the towel. Oh, wipe your hands on the towel. Wipe it on the white towel, not the black towel.
I'm sorry, Dad.
The black towel's for the face. You know what? Forget it. I don't have time for this.
Okay.
You gonna behave?
Yeah. I'll just go outside and play some baseball or something.
No, we can try it again. Just don't screw anything up.
Oh, okay, I won't.
Hey, kid, what's with all the peach fuzz? Didn't your dad teach you how to shave?
He did. He tried one time, but...
Baloney.
Don't say baloney. He really did. He didn't end up having time for it. I play too many games.
Sounds like your dad doesn't love you.
That's not true.
I guess raising kids is hard, though.
Raising kids is hard.
We should cut him a little bit of slack.
I think it is hard to have a kid who's 16 years old and still sounds like this. My peach fuzz on my face and everything, but...
What's wrong, kid? Didn't your balls drop?
I don't know.
Carl, could you step into my office for a sec?
Yeah, what's up?
Here at 3M, we are a professional business, and part of that professionalism is maintaining a professional look.
Oh yeah, I mean I got my khakis on, I got my polo.
Yeah, it's just the beard. Have you ever shaved?
My father never really taught me how to shave. It's just he never had time. He never could put up with my shenanigans, really.
Okay.
I tried shaving on my own once and oh, there was blood everywhere. It was a disaster.
I suspected that, and that's why I'm prepared to teach you to shave right here, right now.
I mean no disrespect, but have you ever shaved in your life?
No.
And as he said those words, he realized the horrible mistake he had made for the rest of his life.
Then I switch over to my car checklist to make sure that everything is in my car. So I go steering wheel, check. What? And then I go dog canine cop partner, check. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got a little distracted. What did we come out here to help you with?
For the life of me, I can't remember. Oh, wait.
It was your ex-boyfriend was here and then probably didn't take anything, but you don't know because you forgot your checklist.
I think sometime over the last 17 hours, he came in here while you were
Well, that guy that wandered in while I was talking?
That was him.
He didn't take anything this time either, though.
Well, I don't know. I was listening to your story.
Oh, it looks like my canine cop partner knows what's up. Let me scratch his chin.
Yeah, I mean, I can do a little sniff around these and, like, see if I can find anything.
Yeah, you sniff out some clues.
Okay.
All right, go pop.
All right, can you unleash me, please?
It's against guidelines, but I trust you, so I will.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's the best cop dog that we have on the force. He's really good. He's definitely going to find some clues.
It looks like he has rabies.
Yeah, rabies keeps him sharp.
He let you off the leash?
Fuck yeah, party!
You got the coolest cop partner ever!
He's also a fucking idiot!
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucking let me off the leash, man.
My lady, she's so strict. She was yelling at me and, like, getting her gun out and being like, you stay down, dog, you stay down.
Well, how are you off the leash right now? What'd you do? Did you, like bite your way out?
I got a better leg.
You got a what?
A bitter leg.
A bitter fucking leg. Well, yeah. Dude, we are two free motherfucking dogs right now.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start making your checklist now so that if he comes back while we're making the checklist, we'll figure out if he took anything that's already on the checklist.
Hey.
Oh, that's him.
You guys
here
are still, you guys still here?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
that you
this is him.
Excuse me. Ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling them? I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you either.
Ex-girlfriend. Sir, can I ask you some questions?
Oh, yeah, feel free.
Did you take anything from the apartment?
Because a Gilmore Girls DVD set?
Yeah, I was allowed to take that in a couple months ago when we started dating. You were like, yeah, we got finished seasons, and we never finished seasons. So I'm take and finish it. Is that a problem, officer? I want to finish the seasons.
I just need
I don't
to know if I should add this to the checklist or not.
Yeah, feel free.
Okay, so I'm going to put it on the checklist, but I'm not going to check it because it's gone.
Yeah, I only got a couple episodes left, but it's mine till the end of the season. I got to know what happens to
Rory.
Rory.
And the other one?
Rory and Lorelai.
Yeah.
You want me to know, don't you?
I am so disappointed in you, Jake.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm sorry you have to see this officer.
I'm sorry. I couldn't finish it in time. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to watch it with you. And I just want to finish it now.
Look, I'm no love therapist. I'm just an officer of the law. But it seems like you two got a common bond in this Gilmore Girls show. I can't see how you could ever have broken up.
I know. I wasn't even aware that we were officially broken up.
You're just finding out by him calling you her ex-boyfriend.
When I delete my relationship status from Facebook, that means we are done. I thought that was clear.
I thought you said it was an accident. That can easily be undone. I can easily request it again. Just like I can easily re-add Gilmore Girls to my list of favorite TV shows.
But I can't add you back to my list. Take him off the list.
Rory!
Okay, I'm gonna scratch that.
You're my Rory. You're my little Rory. I'll just never be your Chad Michael Murray.
Hey, is that your dog outside, officer?
Oh, it came back. Come back in here. Where have you been, officer dog? Scratch.
Well, I found some socks and I found some... Oh, shit! This is the guy! Dude, the boss, yeah, we this know. Is yeah, the we guy. Know. Yeah, we know. This is the guy.
Yeah, we know. That's the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm Jake.
That's Jake, the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, well, this is the talking dog shit.
Well, shit.
Only when you scratch under its chin.
They don't have that on Gilmore Girls. They
boss, should. Is it all right with you if we take a little snoozer in the back of the... in the back of the woot-woot?
The woot... Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you go for it.
We now return to Gilmore Girls. Gilmore, get in here.
Don't call me by my last name, Mom. That's not very nice of you. You know how that goes. I don't like that.
Whatever, Gilmore. I'm going to call you whatever I want.
You call me Rory. I'm going to Columbia.
Hey, I read your diary.
No, Mom, you can't do that. That's my personal privacy. You can't go in my room. That's my space. You
now,
can't.
Lorelai, as your on-again, off-again boyfriend, I think that you should give Rory her space.
Whoa, Lorelai, I thought I was your on-again, off-again thanks for boyfriend. Thanks for once. Cool. Oh, wait, this dog wants to say something.
I think if it's in the confines of the house, then she can read whatever she wants.
Thanks, Doc.
That's a great point, dog.
Thanks a lot, Rex. You're always standing up for me and stuff. Mom, you're always bringing Gilmore. Around your girlfriends.
Gilmore,
your
will you listen to me for 1 second, Gilmore?
It's Rory.
I think I just wanted to say that I thought your diary was publishable. It's good stuff.
Oh my God, Mom, why didn't you just come out and say that right away? I'm trying to get into Columbia. Oh, I'm trying to get into Columbia, Mom.
You got it with the Columbia of stuff, course. I know. Oh, I have to pay for it.
And your boyfriend just standing here, he's like always here and then always not here. And it's like, Mom.
Can I say something? Of course her diary is publishable. Have you heard the way she speaks so quickly and wittily and eloquently? I mean, it's more than human.
And as on-again, off-again boyfriend was speaking, he realized the huge mistake he had made for the rest of his life.
Because, I mean, it turns out all along that I've been on and on, off again, dating Lorelai, when really I've been in love with her daughter.
Aren't what?
You? Rory.
Wait a second. What?
Oh my God,
Lorelai, that's why it's never worked out between us.
Fuck!
You just can't just come out and say that. Mom, you always have the creepiest boyfriends. Just because you had me when you were young, you can't just do this to me.
I didn't do anything. This is all this guy. Look, my on and on, off again boyfriend.
Oh my God, Mom, I just got the mail. I got into Columbia. I love you.
Don't leave me, Rory. I just figured this out. What a horrible mistake I'm making.
Mom, you can figure this out by yourself. Bye.
Lorelai, this guy has opened up the doors for us. Let's get it on.
Okay, he's still here.
I'm still here.
He's in love with
Rory. I'm not off yet.
You're in love with Rory.
I know, but I have conflicted emotions.
I don't want
that
you
have a full season arc, not just one episode.
I don't want you to follow her to Columbia, but I feel like that would be the most interesting thing for you to do.
Spin off. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm out. I'm that off
should be,
again.
That should be good. We're going to watch that.
Yeah, well, we should be on the air for the next 8 or 9 seasons,
do
right?
Do you think we have anything going without Gilmore around?
I mean, they'll stretch it out. They'll stretch Gilmore. It out.
Mom, my name is Rory. I came back to get my diary, okay?
I know what your name is, okay? But I'm mad at you, so I'm calling you Gilmore. I'm not really mad at you. I'm just sad that you're leaving. I realize my last name is Gilmore, too.
I'm going to hang out with Suki. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was it. That was the last episode. Now you guys...
I don't get it. I don't know what happened in that episode.
That was a weird episode. There were so many people and so many different things going on.
It's like they didn't know who they were playing anymore.
It's like they had never seen their own show before.
Right.
And just made guesses. So
yeah, it's like the actors had never seen the show.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get a script for the final, but they were like, all right, well, everyone's here, so let's just film it.
Maybe they improvised it.
Like, Lorelai was randomly like being like, Gilmore, Gilmore. That had never happened. She'd never called Rory Gilmore before.
That never happened. No. Okay, yeah. I would know that.
I'd never seen this show before, but I acquired the DVD. I was at work. Mm-hmm. I was disputing. I was a domestic dispute. And this couple had just broken up, and they were arguing over it, so I confiscated the DVDs. I brought it home to watch it with you, my best friend.
Oh, Griff, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to add it to list of DVDs that I've watched with my best friends. Okay, let me get the list out.
Okay.
Guys, the last one that we watched together, we watched the entire
Griff,
Deadwood
hold
series.
On.
Before that
Griff,
was Firefly.
We're going to pause you here. Ryan, do you want to say something? I mean, we've been talking. Ryan and I have been talking, and... Ryan, say something.
Do you guys remember when we watched X-Files? That was great.
Griff, you have a list problem.
What?
You have a list problem.
No. You have a list
no,
problem.
No, I'm organized.
Griff.
It's good for my career. It's good to be organized.
Griff, it takes you an hour and a half to get out the door every morning.
Yeah, but I know that all of my things are still here.
Your shirt is a list, Griff.
Of course my shirt is a list. It tells me the directions to get to the office. Otherwise, I might forget.
How do you not know that? You've been going to the office on and off for years.
I just feel comfortable knowing that if I forget, I can look down at my shirt.
Okay, welcome to Listaholics Anonymous. We'd like to get this meeting going. If everyone can, we have a new member
is
with
it on
us
the name
this
list?
Week.
Is it on the name? Is the new member's
this
name
is
on
exactly,
the list?
Exactly. It's not a list. Name. If you could look at the chart, we call it a chart all right, here. All right. Okay. Remember, we don't say that. We're not going to refer.
I don't see that. I'm done.
All right, we'd like to welcome Griff.
That I'm so happy that Griff is here. I think he's...
Well, that's his name. It's on the chart.
Honest. I think he's really nice. I think...
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Sometimes he's sick. Contemplative. But that's okay. He's contemplative. Mm-hmm. I think he has a lot of potential to really grow in this group with us.
Okay, you're making a list right now of things that he's doing. Yeah, if you could...
I thought if I just didn't start it off with, I have a list...
I noticed you're writing it down, too. That's not... That's
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm sorry, crumpling up the paper.
All right.
I think I'm in the wrong group. Should I, like, leave?
Okay.
Oh, you're... This
I have
is
a list
the
of all
list.
The other
this
groups.
Is a Lisp
this isn't a list.
No, this is not. Lisp. You want Lispaholics. That's going to be 301 dumb.
Yeah, Lisp is
down the hall from the Alcoholics Anonymous, down the hall from
the Sex Anonymous. Is the
okay,
Shank.
Thank you.
Down the hall from the Whoaholics.
The Whoaholics.
The Whoaholics.
Cuber.
Right across from the bathroom.
The Overeaters is across from that.
Okay, guys, we're just... No, I see what
Welcome
you're doing.
Welcome to the Whoaholics Anonymous, everybody. I just want to start by saying the growth of this group has been very impressive. And I think all you guys are ready to graduate. I haven't heard you guys reference the Who once. It's like you don't even know who the Who is anymore, and which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I just feel like we're living in...
Nope.
Teenage
wasteland.
Teenage wasteland.
We got so far.
Damn it, Tommy.
We're gonna need 3 more weeks on this, okay?
I just need to. Can we please bring the pinball machine back, please?
Roger,
please.
No, we're not bringing the pinball machine. That
but he's
help
so
at
good.
All.
He's so good. You should see him play.
It was so much fun.
That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball, does he not, guys?
No, okay, come on. There's no deaf, dumb, and blind kid anywhere in here. That was a.
It's an outdated term, but it's still just down the hall.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Hey, who are you?
Which group is this?
Who are you?
I'm sorry.
Tommy,
I'm
is this
who?
Is this Tommy?
My,
the real Tommy?
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 Oh my god.
Tommy?
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 No,
Tommy.
That's not me.
Tommy?
Tommy?
And oh this is the moment that he realized that he had made a mistake that would change the rest of his life.
Oh shit, you guys should get off of me! Shit!
Who are you?
Who
Tommy?
Are you?
Tommy?
Who are you?
Who
are you?
Oh,
Tommy? Who are you?
Oh, shit.
Who are you?
Okay, my name is Tommy, but how do you know that?
Do you play pinball?
Yes. I mean, I used to.
It's been prophesied.
Guys, we're never going to get out of here.
How many
if we keep
am I
bringing in
up?
If we keep bringing in these characters, don't you guys want to get help?
Do we want to leave? Do we want to leave?
I do. I want to leave. I miss my wife and kids. I want to go home. But if we keep messing around like this, we're never going to get out of here. We'll never be a part of society again.
Who are we to say that?
See, you're doing it there. You don't you see?
God damn it.
If we don't start making an effort, we're going to be here forever. Every Tuesday at 8:30.
He's right, we're missing Gilmore Girls right now.
I haven't watched Gilmore Girls, I don't even know how long.
There's a Pete Townsend special at 10:30.
Stop it! Stop!
No! Do we really have a problem?
You're doing the windmill right now.
I mean, if we just Roger. Hang out together...
We can make it more like a fan club.
We're not really hurting anyone. If we just keep it to our own little group, we can watch Gilmore Girls get together.
And we can listen
we
to...
We can listen to any album by The Who.
Any of them?
Any
guys,
of them.
No. We have a problem.
We can hang out with little Tommy.
Yeah, oh guys.
God. You guys...
I like Gilmore Girls.
Tommy, you are definitely part of this group now. Look. Listen, we could silence Gilmore Girls, and we could play an album from The Who.
I bet they match up perfectly.
I bet they match up perfectly. 3 Roars of the Lion.
The lion that starts Gilmore Girls.
Let's get high and do this, guys.
Let's get really high and do this, guys. Let's
guys, I don't know. I don't know. I've been clean for so long.
This guy.
This guy. Don't worry. Once we get high, he'll forget all of this. And as they got high, they realized they made the best decision of their entire lives.
And that's our show. Thank you to Trevor Anderson, Marissa Bowie, Gubby Kubik, and Alex Colliard for being our guests today. Most of those people have formed a group called Good Grief, except for Marissa, who's going to be bartending at Improv Boston soon. But they told me to tell you, Marissa, that you're welcome to play along whenever you're in town. Good Grief has a few shows in the Improv Go-Go Sundays at Huge Theater on 31st in Lindale. They will be up on the following Sundays, November 4th, December 8th, and December 15th. Also, Alex will be in Sketch Match at the Brave New Workshop Student Union on October 5th. That's 26th in Hennepin. And Gubby will be in the Deconstruction, which is part of the Throwback Night at Huge Theater in November and December. You can see Matt and I and the ladies of Shortcakes in our supergroup Cake Batter in the Improvagogo at Huge on October 6th and November 3rd. And you can see Matt in his supergroup with Drew Kirsten, who's just super. That's called Drew and Matt. They're in the Improvagogo tonight, if you listen to this very quickly, and on October 6th. You can also see both of us in the Friday Night Stage Match at the Brave New Workshop Student Union, various Fridays, including this Friday I'm up. As always, go to my YouTube channel to see Minimum Fare episodes, songs, other things, and keep in touch with Matt and I. Send us an email at nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, just search Next at Bat. Go to iTunes and rate and review the show. We really appreciate that. And as always, praise Jibosh.